in, certain people out on the Chiefs playing Friday night in Brazil. Somebody on the text line says, I think it's going to be fantastic if you're going to do a game on Friday. This is how you do it. And then immediately after that, it's absolutely ridiculous with the schedule they've had the past 2 years. They have to travel to start the season in Brazil. NFL hates the Chiefs but loves using them.
Oh, there's an interesting take right there. I mean, up until the end, all the travel that the Chiefs have had to do, that's a fair point too. If you don't like it from that perspective, I get it. I understand that because three games in 11 days or whatever it was that we had to play, like we're always that kind of guinea pig for the rest of the NFL. But people love watching the Chiefs on TV, so they'll find it out. It's also going to be, as you mentioned, with Friday night lights and all that kind of stuff that's going to be going on that first Friday night. This game is on YouTube, so everybody should be able to kind of watch it on their phone, I guess. I guess you have to sign up for YouTube TV to get that. But if you're in the Kansas City area, I'm sure it'll be on, you know, 41 or whoever's going to have the rights for that game, as we always seemingly have from a local standpoint, so you can watch it on that as well. But if you're sitting at the game on Friday night and you're watching, you know, your kid cheerlead or play football or whatever the case may be, well, you can kind of keep it on your phone, watch that thing on YouTube.
So you found a question on X this weekend that says, what are the essential films everyone should see at least once? We asked a text line 913-586-7965. Is there one that comes to your mind that you're like, if you were to tell your girls, be like, hey, you need to watch this movie at some point before, you know, it's too, like, I don't know if before it's too late, but like, here's a movie you need to watch, watch it.
Yeah, I think for me, and you're going to kind of look at me crazy on this one, it's Boys in the Hood. And I think that movie, when I watched it, was in high school, not high school, college. Why are you laughing at
that? I in my wildest life would have never thought that'd be the movie you'd have said to watch.
Oh, okay. Well,
I just figured you would have been like Shawshank or Forrest Gump or something like that.
Forrest Gump's a good one to watch, but I think what we have with Boys in the Hood is a movie that kind of helps you understand life and what goes on in the real world. And we watched it in college. I had a film class in college, and we watched it, I think, for a good portion of the semester and went over and over the film and the relationships and you know, father-son relationships and, you know, relationships in South Central LA and what it was really like at the time. Like, I think it's a very important movie for the timing of when it came out to sit back and watch that movie. I thought it was a brilliant movie. I thought it was a great cast. It's one of those movies that I could pick up at any possible time and watch, and I think you get good life lessons. You get a good understanding for what went on back then in those days. And so I think it was an important movie at the time, and I still think it's an important movie. I think it kind of opened your eyes a little bit to real life.
Yeah, the reason we do this is Max Movies, right? We got to get Mac a new movie. We asked him, you know, what should be the next one? He watched American Pie for the first time last week. I told him this week it should be Varsity Blues. That's not something I would consider an essential movie that you have to watch, but I would definitely, if you get the opportunity to watch it, I would definitely check it out. Now, this guy makes this list, and coincidentally enough, his name is Dusty.
Right. And I'm looking at some of these movies. I'm like, these aren't like you have to see these movies.
Yeah, like somewhere on there, I'm like, you know, I don't think you need to. I don't necessarily think you need you have to watch Jackie Brown. I think that's Tarantino's worst one. I would have like Reservoir Dogs over that. Now they do have Jaws, Pulp Fiction, No Country for Old Men would be one of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just like great cinema. Have you ever seen that movie, Matt?
I've not
seen that one either, though.
Neither one of you have seen No Country for Old Men?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Put it on the list.
Oh my gosh. It's one of the greatest films I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, great.
Coen Brothers, I believe, is who did it. Anton Chigurh, man. That's a great movie.
Like, When Harry Met Sally is a great movie. I don't think that needs to be on a list of, like, must-see movies.
No, and everybody's going to have, like, Fargo's on this list. That's a movie I think you should all see if you've never seen it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need to see that.
Like, Groundhog Day makes this list. Fun movie, but that's not, like, a must-see, oh-my-God movie. He did put Schindler's List on this movie, which I think is a very important movie for people to see as well. I think that's a must-see movie. See, when I hear must-see movies, it's like, I got to watch this movie because I'm going to learn something. I'm going to be educated on something. It's going to change my life type of, you know, thing, you know, I don't know, screamed. I mean, like, yeah. Good movie, but like, does that need, is that a must-see movie? I don't think that it is.
Yeah, The Social Network. There's a couple movies on this list where I like must see. These are good movies, but yeah.
Social Network was a fun movie.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, but that's about it. I don't think it really, you know, like is, oh my God, I've got to see this movie. Now, if you want to see how social media started, maybe, but like it's not a must see type of movie.
The 913 says The Big Lebowski. Must see. That's a good one. Oh, man, I'm the dude. Yeah.
There's a lot of reference in there. By the way, breaking news of the NBA.
Did see that.
Giannis is open-minded about leaving Milwaukee.
When are we doing useless tweets? What is that, Wednesdays? Wednesday? That's it right there. That is a useless story right now because I got nothing else to talk about. So now Giannis is open-minded about leaving the Bucks. Everybody's open-minded about leaving their teams for the right dough.
He said it's the first time in his career. That's what Shams said. Oh. First time in his career he's been open-minded.
Okay.
Somebody says Good Will Hunting.
Mm.
Solid one.
Great. Really good movie. Yeah.
That's one of Hannah's favorite movies.
Yeah, that's a really good movie. Yeah.
I love that one.
That's a solid movie to watch.
Pursuit of Happiness is on the text. I haven't seen that one. I know I need to see that one,
that's
too.
That's a good one as
that
well.
I think I'd cry at that one.
I mean, it's like the father and what he's going to do for his that kind of stuff and, you know, work.
It's Will Smith and his son, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's
good.
I mean, it's really hard if you don't like Will Smith now, but I mean, I thought that was one of his better movies.
Yeah.
Artist.
Seven's on this list.
Seven's good.
Seven's a good one. Yeah.
I don't think I've seen...
What's in the Box?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I haven't
What's
seen
in the
Seven.
Box?
Yeah,
no,
that's how I know it, though. Yeah.
Yeah. Which, that scene is more iconic the more you, like, watch that movie and understand it. Because you hate when bad guys win?
Kinda, I like the villain. I don't know.
Yeah. Bad guy wins that movie.
Like, he doesn't have the sixth sense on this one. I would have that one on my list. Never watch it again. One time is all you need.
Because see it once.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's a movie that you have to watch.
Well, I don't know that Seven is either, but they're kind of in that same category for me. You're like, holy cow type of moments, you know? But then you can't watch them again because you already got the holy cow moment. You're like, you know. It's hard to watch those again.
How would start, bench, cut on a Monday? The sixth sense... Seven, The Usual Suspects.
Probably start The Usual Suspects.
Solid.
Bench The Sixth Sense and cut Seven, maybe. But that's tough. I mean, like...
Yeah. Because those, to me, are all kind of like the same type of... Like, there's a twist, there's good acting, there's...
Yeah.
I mean, two out of three are Kevin Spacey, like, in his prime. And it's just like, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I would... Somebody says... Debbie Does Dallas is a
good one.
Movie.
Essential movie, yes.
Yeah. You'll learn a lot. You won't drive to Montana for that one. Yeah.
Spy Kids 3D from the 816.
Yeah. I think
great movie.
I think The Sandlot.
Great movie.
Terminator or Terminator 2 should be on that list.
It is Terminator's on that list.
He has it on his. Comedy wise, I mean, I think American Pie's on there.
I know it's on my list too, and I you know, I've been telling the girls all week, like, hey, let's watch American Pie. Like,
they're okay, all right, eighth grade,
High school. I mean, look, man, like what they're learning in high school from their friends is worse than anything they're going to see on American Pie or hear on the radio.
Ask Jay Binkley.
But it's true. Like,
you kids don't listen to their kids' school.
If you're a parent and you're worried about what we say may be offensive to your children, it's not anywhere close to what they're hearing at school. So, I mean, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Johnny ain't going to the school and doing reading, writing, arithmetic all day, okay?
I got a text from Beatley. He's like, hey, you got an erection, eighth grade, nerd. I'm kidding. It's What a geek, man. Geek.
Pulp Fiction does make the list. Another really good movie that I think...
Not his best, though.
Pulp
Fiction's really good.
It's probably his third best movie. Tarantino's just... I mean, I think it's probably Inglourious Basterds, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Django Unchained.
Django Unchained?
Yeah.
Doesn't have Forrest Gump on his list, Dusty.
Yeah, he also has Scream and like something else I saw there. I was like, I don't know about all that.
Right. He does have The Sixth Sense on this list. He does have Saving Private Ryan, another good one. Great Christmas Movie, and Die Hard makes the list.
Mm-hmm.